Welcome to the Eldritch Estate, an establishment dedicated to the bizarre, the dark, and all that is otherworldly. We invite our guests to come and stay a while, to enjoy the haunted hallways, the shrieks of terror and delight, to forget time in our enchantingly disturbing abode. Whether it's for an overnighter or a week-long stay, our hostesses will see to it that you are shocked, horrified, and left morbidly curious about the goings-on here at the estate. Will you take a trip with us? We can't wait for you to see what's in store. Hello, and welcome back to the Eldritch Estate. I'm Dusty.
And I'm Katie.
And we have for you today another bonus episode for Halloween.
This is Halloween. This is Halloween. Halloween. Halloween.
Halloween. Halloween. Halloween.
Yeah, no.
I'm telling you, we're gonna go on tour. This will be a pretty short one. It is a bonus episode, so we're just gonna kind of plug it in the middle of the week for you guys. It seemed like a lot of you liked our last bonus episode, and, you know, like I said, we're gonna try and sprinkle these throughout the month of October, so please do enjoy.
It's little bitty. It's for you. We like you.
We love you.
You're the best.
And today we're gonna be talking about Halloween cryptids. So, it's like monsters, but like specifically spooky ones, and we're not just going to be talking about your run-of-the-mill like vampires and werewolves. Like we found this article that just puts up like some, it's literally called Bizarre Monsters Around the World. So we're going to be talking about those today.
Not your typical Squatch.
Yeah. I feel like you've said that before.
Have I?
Probably during our Muggy on Monster one. Not your typical Squatch.
Your extra stanky Squatch.
That's our new hashtag. Hashtag not your typical Squatch.
Also hashtag not a murderer.
Not a murderer. Batman level vengeance. Enough with the sheesh.
Sheesh.
Okay. I think we're just going to trade off on these. So I'll go first. The Adlet from Inuit culture. Inuit folklore tells of the Adlet, human-dog hybrids with dog's legs and a human body, who were born to a woman that mated with a dog.
Nope.
According to a collection of Inuit tales and songs published in the 1889 Journal of American Folklore.
No.
The Adlet had human bodies with hairy dog's legs, and they killed and ate their grandfather after he murdered their canine father, according to the legend.
I thought it was so cute when I looked at the picture. I didn't know it was like a bestiality cannibal.
It's a very interesting tale. And so it's kind of like a werewolf, but it's definitely more hybrid than, like, transformation. I feel like werewolves, it's like you're human 90% of the time, but that full moon comes out and boom.
Molt your skin like a goddamn cicada.
Yeah. And yeah, the picture when you see it, it's kind of cute. He's like, he looks like a little puppy.
Really bloody puppy.
Like a bunch of blood around his mouth, kind of vampire style. But they're very interesting. And yeah, it says they killed and ate their grandfather after he murdered their canine father, according to legend.
I mean,
so the woman mates with the dog.
It's not even the dog's fault.
They have.
If they say it that way, the woman mated the dog.
The baby.
I hate that.
Which is the Adlet. And then the Adlet kills the grandfather after he kills the dog that was his father. I'm getting so confused. We need a family tree, like, visual here, so I can...
No, I need no visuals of this. I need zero bestiality visuals.
I don't want
Thank
bestiality
you.
Visuals, I just want, like... I need, like, grandfather, and then, like, dog, mother, and then Adlet, and then grandfather kills dog dad, and then Adlet kills grandfather. Did I get it? I think I got it.
I think you got it.
Okay, yeah, so
you
that's...
connected all those red threads.
I did. I'm really good at connecting all the red threads.
The red thread.
Yes.
The red threads. All right, so that is... these are all super short, like I said, too. The next one is for Katie, but that was the Adlet.
This is the Archery? Archery?
I'm gonna go with Archery.
I like Archery.
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 No, not Archery. Oh.
But that's what it looks like.
It does look like that.
It is from the indigenous peoples of India. the unnerving childlike phantom known as the Archery. Follow your heart. I don't know what it is. Originated in Hindu folklore in northern India, though it also appears as a Native American myth among the Chippewa people. According to the Encyclopedia of Spirits and Ghosts in World Mythology.
Which I want to see that book. Like, I would love to check out that book.
Yes. Also, we should see if we can physically check that book out. Have you been to the new library?
No.
Sorry, this is not podcast related, but it is over by your house and I want to go to it.
Word. Let's do it.
It's a date.
Podcast date.
I'm on it. The archery.
I actually just looked. I had a typo earlier. It's Archery.
Archery.
No R at the beginning.
Oh.
My bad.
Did you fix it?
I did.
Oh, I was like, shit, it's different already. This document is a lie.
I'd just be editing on the fly right now.
All right. The Archery is the ghost of a young girl who died under tragic circumstances. She returns from beyond the grave, descending from the mountains after dark, to bring sickness to children and the elderly. What a bitch.
What the fuck? That's asshole. So rude, too.
I know.
Children and the elderly?
Like, why are you picking off the vulnerable ones, you dick?
Damn.
Pictured here as a character in the PlayStation role-playing video game... I'm never going to get that name right.
Shin Megami Tensei, I think.
Devil Summoner.
Devil Summoner.
Demon Bringer. The Archery typically appears as a pale and sickly looking young girl, and when its shadow falls upon its victims, they fall ill with a deadly respiratory disease.
So, ew. Like, not only you gotta get spooked the hell out by some pale ghost bitch... But you got to get sick, too?
Is she just out here spreading fucking tuberculosis?
With a respiratory disease?
That's just rude.
Ugh.
She ain't got no manners.
Yeah, and like I said, we will put pictures up of all of these because in the article there's photos of them. And this story seems to have roots not only in Native American myth, as Katie was talking about, indigenous peoples among the Chippewa, but also in Hindu folklore in northern India. So it's in more than one place, too, which is always interesting.
That's just rude.
It's just rude!
That's not even a cryptid, she's just a bitch. A bitch did.
Fuck that bitch. Okay, I'm going to do my best to pronounce this one for you. It is the Nukalavi.
I like it.
The Scottish Nukalavi.
I probably don't like it.
I mean, honestly, I don't think you're gonna like any of these. We thought the adlet was cute when we first looked at it, and now we were like, ugh.
And then I realized it was from a lady fucking a dog. Rude.
Just don't do it, man.
No.
The Scottish Nukalavi is a, quote, skinless centaur.
Oh, no.
With a snout like a pig's that expels gusts of steam.
No.
A single enormous eye and arms that drag upon the ground, according to the Encyclopedia of Fairies in World Folklore and Mythology.
We need this book.
We do need this book. Ooh, this is slightly different. The other one was Encyclopedia of Spirits and Ghosts in World Mythology.
Yeah, this one is Fairies.
Fairies. And they're both by the same author, McFarland. Yeah, we'll just get a twofer. We'll just go check out both those books.
It's a library date.
It lives in the ocean and can kill people by breathing on them, leading them to waste away and eventually die.
Okay, first of all, it's a pig. Which, you guys didn't get the pig story, because... I was intoxicated, and I made Dusty edit out my 30-minute why I'm scared of pigs story. But I'm fucking scared of pigs. I got attacked by a pig. Maybe it's a story for another day, but first of all, it's a fucking pig. Second of all, it lives in the ocean, and it breathes steam. Fuck you, pig.
And, like, you don't fuck with no Scottish monsters, you know what I mean?
No, you don't.
The other thing is, and like I said, we'll put up pictures of all of these... But it appears as if there's a rider on its back, but really it's just like this lump coming out of its back with the arms dragging down on the ground. Like, it looks like a horse with a rider on it, but it's not.
And it has no skin?
So it's not your typical centaur. Like, it's not no Harry Potter, you know, Guy Fieri in the forest.
I hate it.
Ferenzi, that was his name, right?
I was like, wait a minute, like the guy with the white spiky hair that chews with his mouth open on TV and gets paid for it?
It was something like that. I always get confused, you know? I'm like, yeah, the Senators. His name was, It starts with an F.
I'm over here like, the best thing I ever ate? It's
Guy Fieri? No, it's Firenze. Firenze was the centaur in the Harry Potter books. Yeah, so the Nukalavi, a skinless centaur with one eye and arms that drag on the ground, expels gusts of steam and can kill you by breathing on you.
I mean, sometimes there's people who make me feel like they can kill me by breathing on me.
That's why you wear your mask and you stay the fuck away from those people. Yeah, breathing. And it says here, too, leading them to waste away and eventually die. But so again, you got to get sick and die. You don't just, like, instant death.
Do all of these have tuberculosis?
I don't know, man. I don't know.
All right. The Gulan?
Gulan.
Gulan. I like the name. I probably don't like cryptid, but I like the name. It's from Sweden.
Ooh.
All the way from Sweden.
Sweden.
A description of Sweden's Gulan. A fearsome, legendary animal with the head and ears of a cat, a body like a lion's, and the tail of a fox. That sounds like a really cute Pokemon.
Cute.
Sounds like a super cute Pokemon. It appeared in a description of Northern People, an exhaustive account of the folklore and history of Nordic countries, published in 1955 by Swedish writer Olaf Magnus.
Hell of a name.
I mean, it's almost Olaf.
Yeah.
I like it.
Olaf Magnus. Like, nobody's fucking with that guy, you know what I mean?
He sounds tall.
He sounds like he's got a great beard.
Probably blonde. The Gulan? Golan? Gulan? Gulan.
I think we should go with Gulan, because if you call it Golan, then I'm thinking about Gorons from The Legend of Zelda.
Yeah. True. It gorges itself on carrion, which I don't know what that is.
That is roadkill.
Oh. Oh. Why do we call our things we take onto airplanes carry-on, then? I don't like that at all.
Different kind of carry-on.
Okay, but why can it double as roadkill? I hate it. So it gorges itself on fucking roadkill until it is grossly distended, then squeezes itself between between two trees to make room for more. So does it, like, squeeze itself till it poops?
I don't know. It squeezes itself between two trees to make room for more. Yeah, I would assume either stretching his belly out, or, you know, like when you jump up and down after you've eaten a lot of food, and you're like, I'll make room for it. I'll just pack all that shit down.
I'm getting the visual of those, like, the color tube squeezers.
He's like a fucking tube of toothpaste.
Yes, he's like rolling down the tube of toothpaste to make room.
Who's that Pokemon?
Oh, but anyway, that's according to Giants, Monsters, and Dragons, an encyclopedia of folklore, legend, and myth, which also sounds like a badass book.
It really does.
Oh, I love that we're landing on you having this one, because I cannot say the name.
Yeah, this one's a little bit of a doozy. Okay, this one is the Furakuchi Onna from Japan.
Okay, and just make it sound easy.
That was my best shot at that. The key is to sound confident.
You know, even when I have a client that has a really difficult name, I'm like, I may butcher it. Do you want me to try? 9 times out of 10, they say yes, and then they wait with a smile on their face. Like, what am I getting? And sometimes if I get it right, we both celebrate. It's awesome.
Hey.
And if I get it terribly wrong, they laugh at me for a really long time. Yeah.
I do my very, very best to pronounce all of my students' names correctly because, like, that's important, right? But sometimes I'm like, I just hesitate for a second, and that kid knows that I'm on their name without seeing what name I'm looking at on the roster, and they're like, it's this, and I'm like, oh, okay, thank you. Or if I'm not sure and it's like a new kid, I'll be like, can you say it one more time for me, please? I want to make sure I get it right. Because, like, that sucks. Like, we've all had that moment. Catty Heron.
You know, I don't even correct people when they get my name wrong anymore. They're like, Kathy? I'm like, sure. That's close.
Yeah, like I said, most of the time they just forget mine because it's sort of an uncommon name for
Dustin?
A woman. Yeah, they're like Destiny, Daphne, Delilah,
and Dustin.
Like, you got the first letter right, but that's about it.
I think almost every school, like, class we had together, the teacher called roll and they called Dustin for your name, and you just sat there pissed.
Yep.
They're like, Dustin, and you just smug as fuck sitting there, and I'm like, You know she calling you.
You know she means you. And I'd be like, but she ain't say my name. And she didn't see the F next to it. I'm clearly not Dustin. And if there was a boy named Dustin, I don't know why, because this is not how I am in real life. I'm very non-confrontational. But for whatever reason, as a small child, if somebody else's name was Dustin, I would like go up to them and I'd be like, look, your name is Dustin, and my name is Dusty, so I'm always gonna go by Dusty, because that's my name.
Like, and you're fucking not.
And you can't go by Dusty for short, because then there'll be two of us, and that would be confusing. It'd be like all of those Tiffany's and Ashley's and Brittany's, where it's like Brittany F and Brittany S and Ashley T.
Katie W. Katie B. Katie B.
Yeah.
Katie B.
W. Two. Like... So I was like, you gotta be Dustin, okay? Don't even think about going by Dusty.
You're over making death threats, like, I'll fucking cut your throat. Do you understand
and
me?
And in reality, I was, like, probably 40 pounds soaking wet and, like, getting mistaken for a boy all the time anyway, because I was such a tomboy.
You know what? It's kind of my favorite, though.
So, yeah, names are fun. And then I sometimes get students with, like, super-duper unique spellings of a name, and I'm like... Is it...
Balake.
Brittany? And they're like, it's Brittany. And I'm like, why the fuck are there like three Y's and an X in there
Your
for no reason?
Your mom hated you!
And an apostrophe. God damn.
You were an accident.
Yeah, or I have a kid and he's just like, just call me TJ. And I'm like, whatever you want, dude. Like,
thank God.
Can do. Okay, before we move on, I gotta tell you guys, the Gulan is absolutely pooping. We looked at the photo of it, and there's definitely poop. So that's what he's doing when he's squeezing himself between two trees.
Yep, rolling himself like a tube of toothpaste.
Okay, so getting back to the Futakuchi Ona. It is an eerie creature that looks like an ordinary woman, but has a ravenous second mouth on the back of her head, hidden by her hair. The mouth is insatiable. It gorges on any food it can find.
Mine is on the front of my head.
Any food I can find.
Om nom nom.
It is fed by animated strands of the woman's hair. And it usually appears as a punishment afflicting people who are extremely greedy or stingy, according to yokai.com, an online database of Japanese ghosts and monsters.
We need to go to that website.
Yes.
That sounds cool as shit.
So yeah, it's on the back of their head, and then the long hairs take the food and feed it into the second mouth on the back of the head.
So wait a minute, it just shows up on, like, greedy people?
Greedy or stingy people.
Ooh, that's a good way to keep your kid from being greedy or stingy.
Ooh, yeah, that's definitely a...
No, no, don't do that, or you're gonna get this evil fucking suction hole sharp teeth mouth on the back of your head.
You get a second fucking mouth on the back of your head that's nasty. Plus, like, can you imagine trying to comb your hair and it's back there? Like, what if it eats the comb? Or bites you? Yeah. I don't know, man.
Could it cannibalize
you? And, like, let's talk about getting food in your facial hair. Like, if you're somebody that has a beard or something. Ugh. And now let's talk about real, real long hair on the back of your head from a mouth that is feeding itself with your hair.
Fun fact. I love doing beard trims when I have a client that's patient enough, because I'm a fucking perfectionist. Mm. But I hate beards. I think they're disgusting. They're the pubic hair of the face.
I mean, technically they are pubic hair.
Yeah, you get it at puberty. It's pubic hair.
Mm.
Touch it. Feels the same. Feels the same. I hate it. You know, they say that beards have more bacteria than your average toilet.
I'm not entirely shocked by that information, but it's still gross.
There's so many things with COVID that I'm thankful for the mask. Like... halitosis. I ain't gotta smell no one's halitosis but my goddamn own, and I brush my teeth, and I have a toothbrush in my purse.
Word. Alright, you wanna get the next one?
Can I say the next? Oh, I can't say the next one. It's like you planned this. I love it. This is the Rompo. That's so cute. It's probably not cute, but the name is cute. The Rompo.
It sounds
like
cute.
Dumbo. It is
good old
from
Rompo.
India and Africa. The scavenging Rompo survives by eat. Oh, no, it's not cute. It's not cute, guys. I take it back.
She not cute.
Survives by eating human corpses. I take it all back.
Yeah, no.
According to legends that originated in India and across Africa, it is relatively small, measuring approximately 3 feet or 1 meter long, with the front legs of a badger and the back rear of a bear.
Oh.
It's like a backwards, it's like P.T. Cruiser.
I love that, honestly.
The head of a hare and the ears, of a person.
Oh.
Topped with a luxurious horse's mane. Luxurious. I love that, like, she ugly as fuck, but her weave is great.
Fucking luscious locks.
According to the Encyclopedia of... I almost said meests and monsters.
Meests and monsters.
Beasts and monsters in myth, legend, and folklore. From also McFarland.
McFarland doing the most right now.
Sponsored.
we
love him, yeah, apparently. Or her.
He's very badger looking, if you look at the photo. We'll put pictures up, like I said, of all of these. Long body, lion tail, definitely... like a rodent type head.
I didn't expect his front to be as big as his ass, or bigger.
Yeah,
I thought
they said
he was
a bear. They said the legs and rear of a bear, and this photo, I would imagine a bigger thighs and ass.
I thought he was gonna be
thick with three C's.
Yeah,
yeah,
like a PT Cruiser.
All right, next is the Finn folk from Scotland. In the Orkney Islands, an archipelago off the northeastern coast of Scotland, people once whispered of the Finn folk, a tribe of sorcerers and shapeshifters who were skilled at boating and who could bend the ocean to their will. It literally sound like Atlanteans or like mermaids.
Or fucking Moana.
Ooh, that's interesting.
Have you, in the beginning of Moana, when she like walks out into the fucking sea and it just like boop? Separate, yeah. So she can go get her little shell. It's really cute.
Yes. But also things about the ocean that are terrifying, too. Because what if it was like, no, after she went and got her shell? Exactly. Finn folk could live underwater or on land, though their permanent home was usually described as a marvelous city at the bottom of the sea, and they would venture into towns and villages to steal humans as husbands or wives, according to Orkney Jar, a non-profit website describing Orkney history and folklore. Also reminds me of, Silencio Bruno! What is that movie?
Luca.
Luca. Also reminds me of Luca. How they're just like, oh yeah, we can go on land, but like, really, we're living in the ocean.
Yeah.
Yeah, and a marvelous city at the bottom of the ocean, like, that's Atlantis.
Yep.
You can't tell me that's not Atlantis.
Yep. You were like, it reminds me of, and I'm over here like, hide your kids, hide your wife, because they be stealing everybody in this motherfucker.
Yeah. Although, like, it might be kind of cool to get stolen and become part of the Atlanteans, Finn folk, whatever.
But I like my life.
Yeah. But if, like, you was single and ready to mingle.
Yeah.
Under the sea.
Snatch me up. My booty would look good with a fin.
Word. But yeah, now when I have my shit together and my house and my family how I like it, no. Don't be stealing me.
And if you're stealing me, you're taking me to the forest or something. Don't take me to the ocean. I'll fuck you up.
But if you lived in the ocean and you were an ocean creature.
Nope.
It's still a no from her.
Hard pass, thank you.
All right, fair enough.
All right, I thought you had my back with these names, but
I think this one is Bakkenrider.
Oh, that's not as hard as I thought it was. Bakkenrider. All right.
You got this.
From Holland. Little is known about these figures from Dutch folklore, who commonly called the name of the devil, no, to summon flying goats?
Hell yeah.
I want to see a goat that flies, though. I think it'd be real cute. I love goats.
When I see a goat fly.
Is that a thing?
It's the song from Dumbo, the original animated one, except it's an elephant when they say when I
see
a goat
fly.
I was just
I was like, fuck, man, I never heard a song about a flying goat. Is this a TikTok? Show me.
Is this a TikTok? Can you show grandma?
Somebody help grandma. Okay, so they called the name of the devil to summon flying goats that would run. I'm sorry, I'm thinking about a flying goat and it's so cute.
Oh, I thought about it too now, like a little baby goat.
Like the little bitty, I think they're called pygmy goats, they're yeah. tiny, or the goats that faint.
And can you imagine him just like, through the air? I mean, goats basically fly as it is, the way they be jumping all over shit.
Honestly, though, they are parkour in a being.
Mm.
Oh, but I like this even more. Okay, I think these ones, I mean, maybe I'll read more and they'll get more terrifying, but this sounds really cute right now. So they would summon the or say the name of the devil to summon the flying goats that they would ride through the air to practice acts of mischief.
Hell yeah.
Like, they're riding their flying goats to cause chaos, and I love it.
Yeah, I'm into it.
I'm here for it. The name oh, it means goat rider, bro! It's so cute!
And now we're pack bonding with a Halloween cryptid.
Sure am. I will pack bond with every cryptid.
Damn.
Almost every cryptid, unless it's a fucking bird. I guess it's kind of a bird, though, if it flies, but it's a goat, it's not a bird.
It doesn't appear to have wings in the picture.
Oh.
So maybe it's like a reindeer and it just flies of its own volition.
Oh my god, they're just like levitating goats. This is better. I didn't think it could be better, but it's better.
Floating goat.
Oh, float the goat. The name goat riders in Dutch was applied in the 18th century to bands of robbers that wild rumors described as the terrifying flying goat riders of legend. If I come back as a goat, as a ghost, or a goat ghost.
Goat ghost.
Goats.
Ghost.
Goat. Goat toast.
Goat toast.
I told you that caffeine smacks me, man.
It's not even late, you guys.
No. This is like Eldritch in the early afternoon.
Mm.
Like dinner time for old people.
Word.
At you.
Don't at me.
It was lunch, though. It wasn't dinner.
I did just finish a late lunch.
I love that they're like, these men on goats came in and robbed us.
These terrifying goat riders.
Men suspected of being the Bakken riders were, tortured and executed.
There assholes. It
is. With accusations condemning 31 people from a single municipality in Belgium between 1744 and 1776. That's 31 people!
Sounds like its own sort of Salem witch trials. Because, like, how would they say that you're a fucking flying goat rider? You know what I mean?
I mean, maybe you're just a crafty, sneaky-ass motherfucker,
That's
though.
That's what I'm saying. They're like, burn the goat rider. How do you know he's a goat rider? I don't know. Burn the goat rider.
He's a witch.
He's a witch. He's a goat rider.
Ugh. And that was from the Belgian website Flanders Today.
Word.
Yep. That reminds me of Ned Flanders.
Flanders. Stupid sexy Flanders. Alright, the Bunyip from Australia. Of course it's Australian. The Bunyip. Which,
I'm gonna say the name sounds cute, but it's probably fucking terrifying.
We shall see. I'm gonna look.
It's probably a bird.
Oh. Oh, is it a bird? I don't like it.
Oh. Well, fuck. Why did they give something so horrifying a cute name?
Not cute, let me just tell you guys.
I mean, it's Australian, so... I mean, not to say that cute things can't come from Australia, because yeah. I'm sure they can. But however...
Lots of fucking deadly things come from Australia.
Yeah, like the fucking blender spiders or whatever the fuck they have.
Yeah. Or, like, you think koalas are cute, but really koalas could fuck you up.
You ever seen a wet koala?
No. It's a daemon.
It's a daemon. Mm. I'm Googling it.
All right. Swamps, rivers, and shallow inland waters across Australia are rumored to be the home of the Bunyip, a lanky, green-furred, razor-clawed creature about twice the size of the average man.
I just showed her the wet koala, and she made a face like I just shit in this room right here.
It says it's a hoax, but that is terrifying.
Don't
get a koala wet. Now he just looks grumpy. He's meh. Just like, meh, I'm wet. Meh. The Bunyip has webbed hands and feet like a duck, the news agency ABC Riverland reported in 2007. Children were warned against playing too close to the water's edge, lest the Bunyip catch them and drag them under to drown.
Why? Why cryptids in water? I don't like it.
Water cryptids is a hard no.
Also, can I please be reincarnated as a koala? I fell down a Google hole and it's really cute. He looks cooked.
But But also, koalas are smooth-brained mammals, which means they don't have the wrinkles that are the thinky-thinky bits. And so they're not smart at all. Like, they only eat eucalyptus leaves, right?
Uh-huh.
But they can't digest eucalyptus leaves barely at all. Like, eucalyptus leaves are highly toxic to, like, every other animal. So they have this, like, weird-ass, distended intestinal digestion system that takes them, like, 24 hours or something like that to digest eucalyptus leaves, and that's why they're constantly eating, because otherwise they'll fucking starve, because it takes them so long to digest the goddamn eucalyptus leaves. And they're so dumb that if you took some eucalyptus leaves off a tree and put them on a plate in front of the koala wouldn't know what to do with them. It only knows how to eat them off the trees, because instincts.
Is there a picture of a smooth brain? I'm still... Okay, I don't even care if he has pinky bits, though. He's so cute.
No thoughts. Only leaf. Koala. Only leaf. Chew leaf. They also regularly get, like, moss and shit on them because they don't move that often. Or no, that's sloths. But yeah, koalas are really interesting. Don't get me wrong, they're cute as hell, but...
No thinky thinky.
No thinky thinky.
Yes.
Stop looking at koalas.
I'm done now. I promise.
Oh, while we're on the topic of the bunyip, he looks like a fucking big ass toe. Like, he's not cute.
No, he is kind of horrifying.
Like, and they said he was green furred, but then this picture, he's like flesh colored.
And it looks like his head is like he's giving birth to his own head.
Yeah. Not cute. He's got like a beaver tail.
It's and weird. Not in a cute way.
Not cute.
It looks like you'd mushed a bunch of bodies together.
I mean, what is a cryptid, though?
Yeah, you're right. All right, the next one is from Korea, and it's the Kumiho?
I like it.
All right. In Korean mythology, the Kumiho, a malevolent, that was a hard word, demon fox woman, hate it, with 9 tails, is a man, okay, she's a man-eater, maybe I like it. I love that you know the words.
I knew some of the words.
Okay, but you have one of those spooky brains where, like, you heard a commercial 19 years ago and you can sing the whole thing back word for word to me.
Yeah.
Bizarre. Your brain's an interesting place, bruh.
Very helpful for being a music teacher, though.
I can see that. I really can see that.
I'll be like, I can't remember the words to this song, and then I'll start singing it, and then they'll just start coming back to me eventually, and I'll be like, oh yeah, that's how it goes. All right, I'm ready to teach it now.
And all of the words, like, you know all of the fucking words. That's always blown my mind. But anyhow, she is a man-eater, both literally and figuratively. She is a killer with a voracious sexual appetite, and she's like a human 9-tailed praying mantis. She often consumes her conquests. Not a notch in her belt, a man in her belly.
Yeah.
According to Esoterics?
I think it's Esoterics.
Oh, wow. I was very wrong. A website that explores anthropological... Wow. I'm having a hard time with water words.
There's a lot of long words in this one.
Water words. Sources of monsters and folklore from around the world.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I mean, she do kind of look like a Pokemon. She is a fox demon with 9 tails.
9 tails!
She's kind of cute, though. Yeah, she's snarling at this man in the photo.
She's like, might bang him, might eat him.
Maybe both. Figure it out. Fuck around and find out.
Literally fuck around and find out.
Alright, next we have the Leak from Bali.
Leak!
Is that strange woman who lives next door to you actually a vampiric witch?
Yes.
In Bali, the mythical blood-drinking Leak looks and acts like an ordinary person during the day. At night, however, it visits the graveyards to search for entrails, and if it can't find any there, it steals them from one of its sleeping neighbors. Gross.
No.
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 No. With the entrails, it makes a special potion that enables it to transform into a variety of terrifying shapes, including a monkey with golden teeth.
She coming back as, like, whatever the Yin Yang Twins had just dreamed up. I fucking love it. She comes back as a monkey that just smiles at you with his big old grill, like, yeah, yeah.
But why is that scary to me? I don't like that at all.
It's like the flying monkeys from,
Wizard of Oz.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm getting, like, you know when monkeys do that, like, stare and, like, their pupils get, yeah, and they bare their teeth, and I'm thinking, like, golden teeth? I don't know, it's freaking me out, man.
No, I was thinking, like, a monkey with a gold chain. like, he should be just fucking balling out, cool-ass monkey.
He wear every single chain, even when he in the house.
Correct. I was looking up to him, honestly.
So among that, a monkey with golden teeth, she can also transform into a bald-headed giant, an enormous rat, or a riderless motorcycle, according to the Encyclopedia of Giants and Humanoids in Myth, Legend, and Folklore, also by McFarland.
Have you watched Axe Cop?
No.
Bro! We cannot continue to be friends. Everybody, right now, stop this podcast and go watch Axe Cop.
Alright, you heard it here first, folks.
It is written, I think it's by this guy's, like, 4 or 5-year-old.
Oh my god.
And then it's animated.
Oh my god.
It is fucking fantastic. The main character is Axe Cop.
Maybe I have seen it.
It has, the guy that does Ron Swanson.
Yeah.
Nick Offerman.
Yes.
Nick Offerman is Axe Cop, I'm pretty sure, from what my brain remembers. It's fantastic. Anyway, this lady thing sounds like it got the decide, like, it was like, okay, what should I be? Let me ask my 5-year-old. And they're like, a riderless motorcycle,
a bald giant.
A giant rat.
A monkey with golden teeth.
Yes.
Literally.
Like, it sounds like some Axe Cop shit.
So that, yeah, that's the Layak. And she's apparently a vampiric witch who steals entrails.
And also maybe a character on Axe Cop.
Alright, the next two names are both hard, so take your pick.
I mean, the next one kind of looks like Vibrator.
It does.
Zerberator. Zerberator.
Or is it... I don't know if you pronounce Zerberator? The Z. Zerberator? Zerberator? I don't know.
Zerberator.
This one is Romanian, so if you are familiar with that language and you want to help us out, feel free to weigh in.
Follow your heart. The winged, vampire-like Zerberator. That's what I went with, apparently. Whose name means the flying thing. Is a creature from Romanian mythology that resembles a handsome, dark-eyed, black-haired young man.
I mean, that tracks. That's vampiric.
And also, it feels Romanian to me.
Yeah?
He's tall, dark, and handsome.
Mm. Tall drink of water. Or blood. Dun, dun,
dun. They seduce young women and steal their life energy, draining their victims until they are pale, sickly wraiths.
Ooh. So you don't actually die, you just become pale and sickly.
I mean, I've got the pale part down. And that is according to a guess. Another.
Guess who wrote that?
Another McFarland.
McFarland. VIP.
Hit us up. Let's make a podcast.
Yeah.
Because clearly you write all kinds of cool shit. That's from the Encyclopedia of Beasts and Monsters in Myth. Okay. Oh, Legend and Folklore. I missed half the title.
It's a long title.
Sorry, homie.
We still respect McFarland. Sorry about that.
You're still rad. We still like you.
Okay, I'm going to do my best. Please forgive me if I mispronounce.
And I may make it into a song. Prepare yourself.
It looks like mana mana.
Do 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 do.
Mana mana.
Do 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 do.
So the Manananggal, I think that's it. Is a terrifying flyer from Filipino folklore, and they get their name from the Tagalog word tanggal, which means to split.
That language, if you've ever heard it, is fucking cool.
Yeah, I teach my kiddos a song in Tagalog, and then one of our teachers is from the Philippines, and so she recorded, this is when we were doing online learning last year, she recorded a little video where she, like, talks about the Philippines and shows them some things in her house from the Philippines, and even though we're not online anymore, I still show the video when I teach the song, and the kids are, like, fascinated by it. They're like, that's so cool! And I'm like, I know, right?
Also, Filipino food is where the fuck it's at, dude.
Oh my god, yes.
I worked for a woman from the Philippines, mm-hmm. and her mom would cook for us. My heart flutters thinking about it. If you listen in, I love your mom. Also, thanks for letting me be your assistant.
Yeah. if you ever make me Filipino food, you have my heart.
Seriously. Also, a person that we know in common hit me up with some lumpia.
You know who you are.
You do know who you are. Also, we love you. I don't know if you want me to say your name, but you make delicious lumpia and I'm in. The tastiest little cigars ever.
It's the crispiness and the oiliness for me. Like, oh.
It's so good.
All right, we're going to have some sort of food date. Generally depicted as female, the Mana Nangal hunts for blood and human flesh by sprouting wings and severing the upper half of its body?
Jesus.
That's so fucking metal.
It really is, though. Sounds like some shit from a, it'll come to me. Come on, Brayden, you can do it. Iron Maiden song.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It flies with its entrails dragging along after it, sucking the blood of sleepers and feasting on the hearts of fetuses still in their mother's wombs, using a proboscis-like tongue.
I'm out.
Holy shit, that's dark.
That is fucking terrifying.
And this is all from the Creatures of Philippine Lower Mythology from the University of the Philippines Press.
Fun fact, can we do, like, a Philippines cryptid episode if they're all this crazy?
Yeah, for sure. Or Damn. We can just do more cryptids from around the world. Like, true. Comment on this post whenever we post this to Instagram and the podcast website if you want more cryptids from around the world, because...
Or if you want to request cryptids from a certain area.
Yes, we've gotten a couple of cryptid requests already, which we are planning to do. Thank you for those. Yes. And as always, if you guys have case suggestions or stories or something that you want us to cover, just send that to theeldritchestate@gmail.com.
Or more listener tales, because that was fun.
Yeah. All right, and that's it for our spooky-ass Halloween cryptids.
Spooky as fuck. Spooky that as last fuck. One was super spook.
Yeah, and like I said, once you guys see the photos, you'll be like, ugh.
Yeah. Okay, except for the lady with nine tails. She said she did sound kind of cool. Yeah. Like, the definition of
a
fuck
lot of
around
them
and find out.
Could have been Pokemon, if I'm honest.
Like, the terrifying garbage disposal version of Pokemon.
Or, like, dark Pokemon, right?
Yeah.
Like, you know when, like, Team Rocket captures them and they turn all dark?
I feel like that. We should make our own dark Pokemon.
And it could just be cryptids.
Yep.
And we could have trading cards.
Yep. Oh my gosh, are we about to make like an Eldritch Estate trading card game?
We could totally have merch that would be like that though, like cards or stickers.
Yes. Oh my gosh, and then we can give them stats.
Dude, hit us up if you want that. We'll totally make it happen.
Bang my line, because we're doing it.
And that's it for this time, guys. Remember, you can check out anytime you like, but you can never leave.
Toodaloo, happy Halloween!